Can we talk?
Can we talk?
Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work, doesn't it?
It should work.
You'd think so. Yeah.
Pass the right laws.
Pass the right laws.
And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is...
The problem?
Criminals don't obey the law.
They don't obey the law.
That's true.
After all, they're criminals.
They're criminals.
Criminals. They'll always find a way to get guns.
No matter how many laws you pass.
Which means
they still have guns.
They still have guns. While the rest of us...
The rest of us?
The rest of us are just left defenseless.
Americans who own guns, people like you and me, prevent over 1 million violent crimes every year. Get the facts on gun control. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, popular speaker, and the author of 20 books, including the new book, Feminist Fantasies, that reveals the feminist influence in the media, on college campuses, and right in your children's classrooms. And now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
A man named Mel Gabler of Longview, Texas, died a few weeks ago, leaving a remarkable legacy of more than 40 years of positive influence on American elementary and secondary school textbooks. With his wife, Norma, Mel Gabler founded the nonprofit Educational Research Analysts as a clearinghouse for factual errors and left-wing bias in public school textbooks. Mel and Norma frequently traveled to Austin, Texas, to testify before the State Board of Education and confront publishers with their objections. They backed the successful effort last year in forcing textbook publishers to define marriage as a lifelong union between a man and a woman instead of just referring to married partners. Because Texas is the second largest textbook market in the United States, publishers often make their Texas books the model for the rest of the country. So a Gabler objection carried nationwide implications. The Gablers also spread the word by giving lectures all over the country, calling radio stations, and using direct mail. They wrote a book called What Are They Teaching Our Children? And they made countless media appearances. In 1992, Texas fined publishers about $1 million for hundreds of errors the Gablers found in 10 American history books that had already been approved by the publishers and the state of Texas. In 1973, the Gablers memorably asked why Marilyn Monroe received 6 pages in a history book while George Washington got only a few paragraphs. Norma Gabler quipped, "We're not quite ready for Marilyn Monroe as the mother of our country." If you want a model for what one person can do, one person without academic degrees, money, or powerful political connections, your research should start with Mel Gabler. He lived a life to be admired, and he's a model for constructive educational reform.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Parents, it's important for the sake of your kids that you keep up with the latest trends in education. That's why we publish the Education Reporter. Write Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002 for your free copy. That's Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. Or go online to eagleforum.org. And join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
My doctor was truly amazed at the improvements my heart showed after my heart attack. Thank you, Cardivite.
I was having a hard time breathing and had to rest in the afternoons, but since Cardivite, that's all changed now.
I've had chronic fatigue for 12 years now and decided to try Cardivite. Boy, it's improved my energy dramatically.
Cardivite.
We all use Cardivite.
Ladies and gentlemen, Heart Drop 2000 presents Cardivite. Cardivite is an all-natural supplement which is made up of our own special blend of herbs gathered from many different parts of the world, specially designed to improve your health. Come on and care about yourself just a little more with Cardivite. You can find more information at www.cardovite.us or call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822.
Cardivite is a natural thing. Gives you the edge like you've never seen. It makes you feel good. Cardivite.
America is at war right now. It's not a war against Iraq, nor is it a war against terrorism. It's a new war for our independence. At stake is our Constitution and the very freedoms we enjoy every day. You see, power-hungry politicians are quietly advancing something deceptively named the Free Trade Area of the Americas, or FTAA. Proponents claim they are merely promoting trade by turning North and South America into a huge economic union. But in reality, it's a brazen scheme to eliminate the authority of the U.S. government, submitting our nation to the whims of a new regional superpower. America as we value it will steadily disappear, as will our rights, our Constitution, and our freedoms. Help win the war against the FTAA. Go to stoptheftaa.org and help keep America free. That's stoptheftaa.org.
From the heartland of America comes a harvest of insight and entertainment. This is the Common Sense Coalition, the Derry Brownfield Show, starring Derry Brownfield. And here's the star of the show and the man who says, you know you're in trouble when they pay your wages out of petty cash. Derry Brownfield!
Hello there, Derry Brownfield here, and I am happy that you're along on this adventure in broadcasting, particularly you, Ray Cuneo.
Hello, Derry.
Hey, we couldn't get you, fella. What's the matter down there?
We got too much water, and it's impaired down here, and the telephones don't work good when we get a lot of rain.
A busy signal, but it said circuits are all busy, something.
Yeah, well, I don't know whether it was due to the weather or not, or wet weather, but sometimes the phone systems don't work too good down in our part of the country when it gets wet.
Well,
maybe that's it.
When you dial two longs and a short, do you get the operator?
Yeah, we go to Central.
You know, they say that's when you know when you're living in a good town, a small town, when you dial the wrong number.
Right.
And you can talk for an hour.
You bet you.
Anyway, Ray, I was about to give up there, but now I've got to change all my stuff.
Well, we can. You just do whatever you need to do.
No, I'm getting things straightened out for our listeners.
Okay.
We have been talking for the last 2 days about the program that's going to be held. I say program. It's another one of those UN, United Nations conventions in Geneva. It's going to be called the Alternative World Water Forum. It's to promote the creation of a world public service for a world public service for water. World. Are you getting this, people? World public service for service for water. And the forum proposed introducing a 1 cent tax on water worldwide. They want a global water parliament. They want water for life. The United Nations now. And people, it is the United Nations. They're going to launch its global campaign called Water for Life. They want public financing and democratic control of the water. And, hey, this is happening all over the country. Now, with that in mind, let me read an email I received just this morning. Hello, Derry. I'm a citizen of Morgan County, West Virginia. In our current March 23, 2005 weekly edition of the Morgan Messenger, the attached article appeared on the front page. I need to bone up on Agenda 21 and anything else pertaining to the takeover of water rights. I intend to confront the local officials mentioned in the article, but I need to go in fully armed with as many facts as I can. Besides Agenda 21, any information you can point me to would be greatly appreciated. So, Ray, I took it upon myself to give this person your phone number. Was that all right?
No, that's fine. I'd be glad to talk to him and share with him what's going on here in Missouri and my perspective of the broader picture. And Derry, as you point out, it's going on all over the country, so it doesn't surprise me that he's confronted with those issues there, and I'd be glad to talk with him or anybody else and share information, and maybe it'll be some help.
Okay, now here's Here's the facts that he sent me. Water study continues with testing of 90 wells. Now, we've talked over and over here in Missouri about this bill that was passed that allows the government to meter your water coming out of your own private well.
Right.
Now, here, this is something that I was not aware of, but every time I think I know what's going on, something else comes up that I've never heard of before. Researchers from the U.S. Geological Survey, led by Carol Brockton, will resume field testing of selected wells in Morgan County. Now, we're talking about Morgan County, where did I say we were? West Virginia.
Right.
The effort, which began last summer, is part of a larger study of water resources that is being conducted by the country's Rural Water Committee. The goal is to better understand the subsurface flow of water. The wells being screened were selected because of their likelihood of contributing to that understanding due to their location in the county, depth, and surrounding geology. The 90 wells in the survey will be tested for water quality and quantity. Information on such items as bacteria, major ions, nutrients, and turgidity. I don't know, and I forgot to look up the word turgidity. I don't know what that means. Will be developed and shared with the well owners. The U.S. Geological Survey employees will phone the selected well owners during the next few weeks to ask permission to conduct the test. Employees carry identification and United States USGS, United States Geological Survey emblem, appears on their vehicles. Any questions may be directed to the Morgan County planner. Her name is Ann Alma. This is why I'm having problem reading this. This is a fax, and it's kind of messed up. But anyway, her name is Alma something, and I have her phone number. What do you think this is, Ray?
Well, Derry, I think it's just, the local effort there, just like we see going on in Missouri here or anyplace else. I am a little surprised that USGS is involved in doing the water testing. I don't know that I've heard of them being involved anyplace, but that's not to say that they wouldn't be. Normally, it's the state DNR, Department of Natural Resources, or the Environmental Protection Agency. But, Derry, I just think this is another effort of government to lay the groundwork for controlling water by saying, look, we're going to test everything above ground and below ground, and if we find any kind of impairment to it, then we're going to look for the source and we're going to control the source. And even if it's not impaired or if it's threatened, we may want to control the source anyway. Now, let me point out here, and I don't have any documents in front of me to prove this, but I believe that the United States considers, or at least the states, considers underground water to be waters of the state or waters of the United States as well as surface waters. So, I mean, we've been talking a lot about surface water issues, streams, stream impairment, stream water quality, so on and so forth, but and, of course, we did mention this well monitoring thing. So I guess what I'm saying is that government is looking at these water issues above and below ground.
Let's take a break. We'll be
this
right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
At 11:40 p.m. on April 14th, 1912, while plowing recklessly through an ice field, the HMS Titanic collided with an iceberg. 2 hours later, she was resting on the bottom. Today, you are in a similar ship, the USS America. She, too, is plowing through history, promoting reckless fiscal and monetary policies amid tides of terrorism that threaten our security. And there is a storm brewing as if even nature was against us. Like the Titanic, we are on a course with a similar destiny. What are you going to do? Hop aboard a well-provisioned lifeboat with Ready Reserve Foods. Contact Ready Reserve Foods and ask how you can prepare your family with the basic survival needs.
Call 1-800-453-2202 for great tasting dehydrated foods that require no refrigeration and keep preserved for years. Call 1-800-453-2202 and stock your lifeboat. It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
And we have returned visiting with Ray Cuneo, and we're talking about this water control plan that apparently is worldwide. I'm going back to the World Water Forum that the United Nations is going to be holding. But they use, for example, Water for Life, decade launched on World Water Day 2005. That we have a World Water Day now. Then we have the International Atomic Energy. International Atomic Energy Agency, one of 23 United Nations organizations belonging to UN Water, which is coordinating the Water for Life decade. All this just sprouted up in the last, what, Ray, a couple of years?
Well, yeah, I think the water issue has really come to the forefront here, you know, in the last 2 or 3 years.
Yeah.
Although this watershed management thing, is that concept has been around probably 10 years. But, yeah, it's really taking on a lot of momentum here because, you know, as you and I have talked before, the water issue, I mean, water is necessary for everybody, one way or the other. And if government can figure out a way how to control water, the use of water, the quantity of water, the location of water, then they can control people. And I really believe, not to take anything away from the fact that we need to take care of our water and pollutants, but the fact is, if you control water, you control people.
Don't you think that's what this whole thing is about, just
sure,
people control?
Absolutely, absolutely. And, Derry, you know, if you look at the list of potential pollutants put out by here in Missouri, which is Missouri Department of Natural Resources, and the federal EPA, there's some 20 different pollutants. In fact, I'm just looking at a list of it here in front of me. And one of the pollutants, believe it or not, is temperature.
Temperature is a pollutant?
Yeah, temperature. listen at this. Fish trauma. Fish trauma.
What is fish trauma?
Okay, I knew you were going to ask me that right here. This is their definition, fish trauma. Physical damage caused to fish due to high water velocities or man-made structures. Okay? Temperature, high water temperatures or rapid changes in water temperature can be harmful to many forms of aquatic life, especially fish. Mercury. Here's a mercury one. Now, mercury doesn't, I don't think, is a natural occurring element, but at any rate, that mercury has taken on a big role in this whole pollutant thing, at least here in Missouri, and I think pretty much across the United States.
Oh, yeah, you hear about it in the fish in the oceans.
Well, sure, and see here, I've had this discussion with Missouri DNR on the issue of mercury. In fact, I was up and testified before some of their hearings, and I said, well, where is this mercury coming from? And to paraphrase them, or almost quote them exactly, it's coming from atmospheric deposition. I said, okay, tell me what that is. Atmospheric deposition from power plants, primarily in the Pacific Ring, but also off of our West Coast. And, of course, if it's in atmospheric deposition, that means, theoretically, it could be in concentrations, at least according to government standards, in high enough quantities that any and all streams or bodies of water could be considered polluted.
Hey, hang on. Let's take another break.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Are you one of the millions who have trouble waking up every morning? Hit the snooze a few too many times? Need that morning cup of coffee to get you started? Why not put a little spice in your morning with Dono Cafe? Dono Cafe, a healthy coffee, gives you energy and vigor, increases your focus and mental clarity. Dono Cafe helps the body heal itself, strengthen the immune system, and waste elimination for detoxification. If you're a coffee drinker, you won't believe the wonderful taste of this great coffee. Ganoderma, commonly known as the reishi mushroom, has been utilized in Chinese medicine for over 2,000 years. Also known as the longevity herb, miraculous king of herbs, it's more powerful than ginseng and has much lower caffeine and acid. To get your cup of great-tasting coffee, go to healthycoffeeonline.com or call 1-888-841-6055. That's 1-888-841-6055.
Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the training manual for only $30, and it'll be applied toward your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on a shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152.
And we are back. Ray Cuneo is with me today. And Ray, as far as I'm concerned, you're one of the experts as far as these watershed programs and this planning commissions that we see around over the country. Just like this this article that came from West Virginia, Rural Water Committees. Are you
right.
familiar with Rural Water Committees?
Well, they're either committees, commissions, or let's see, what else are they called? Sometimes they're non-governmental or non-NGOs that are watershed committees or commissions. They refer to themselves by different means, but the fundamental thing that they're trying to establish here across the country is a new political subdivision, if you will, our regulatory body that's going to control water and water issues by watershed. That's the key thing. That's like we've been trying to impress on people, like in this issue here in Missouri. You got to think different, people. You got to think that the government is coming after these issues by watershed. And it's going on all over the country. The fundamental concept here by government, by the resource, environment, land use agencies, is to establish the impression of a locally driven commission by watershed. And, of course, the locally represented commission will be certainly dictated to and must follow the regulations of the state or the federal government. So, like here in Missouri, in this 1433 bill that you've discussed, or we've discussed in numerous times, the fundamental point there that they're trying to establish, in my opinion, and I think Russell Woods, is the fact that they want to establish this here watershed improvement district commissioners throughout the state. It's happening every place else in one form or another, by a different name. Maybe they call themselves a committee or a commission, but just like the person over in West Virginia mentioned that. We had a meeting last night. There was a fellow that just moved from New Hampshire to Missouri, and he got up and spoke during the question and comment period. He said, you know what? He said, that's the reason I moved from New Hampshire to Missouri. He said, we have these exact commissions up here, and they were called a watershed commission or whatever, by watershed, of course. And in essence, they're they're controlling all land use because of land use may have some potential threat, depending on what it is, to the water quality.
When they talk about water quality, what's that term that you used that has to do with drinkable and swimmable? They have another.
Well, the federal government, EPA, calls it whole body contact.
Whole body contact.
Yeah, whole body contact. In other words, you can get in, I guess, you know, if you can get in a stream and you can roll over in it you know, you can get whole body contact. But yeah, that's the bureaucratic name at the federal level for a water quality standard.
That's clean enough that you can drink it and swim in it.
Well, that's right. And here in the case of Missouri, let me point out now that we're on this, here in the case of Missouri, we've mentioned this lawsuit that took place, and the federal EPA is now going to force the state of Missouri to tighten up their classifications and standard on this whole body contact. Well, right now, out of 55,000 miles of streams in the state of Missouri, there's only 5,000 miles that will meet that classification of whole body contact.
Now,
and this lawsuit, the federal or the judicial decree says that the state of Missouri has until April 30th of next year to come up with an additional 17,000 miles of streams that must meet this whole body contact. Now, whole body contact, what can cause pollution that would cause harm where a person can't get in and swim?
Otters and snakes and ducks and geese and turtles and fish and crawdads and muskrats and anything that poops in the water.
Well, that's right, Derry, but here's a list of 20 20 items that I'm looking at, and for the life of me, some of them are even naturally present in the soil, and then I mentioned things like mercury, which is totally out of the control of anybody in the watershed anyway. I don't see how any of these streams, if the government wants to, can escape being considered impaired or polluted.
All right, what are some of their... I was being kind of sarcastic when I brought up the turtles that do it in the water, but what do they say?
You mean about the turtles in the water?
No. you don't go skinny dipping with turtles in the water.
Right.
But anyway, what about the pollutants that they say?
Well, I mentioned...
You mentioned mercury.
Well, mercury, they got fish trauma, gas, super saturation, habitat loss, lead, low DO, whatever that is, manganese, iron, mercury, nickel, nutrients. There's a whole bunch of acronyms here. Well, we know what pH level is, sulfate, temperature. Now, here's one for you. Here's one for you, which is it's not a pollutant, but it's considered a classification of impairment, is aesthetic impairment.
A what?
Aesthetic, you know, visual.
Oh.
You know, how does it look? Aesthetic impairment.
That'd be a Walmart paper.
Well, I don't know. Maybe some guy, barked these trees along the river or something. I don't know what aesthetic. I mean, that's left in the eyes of the beholder. But, I mean, that's, in fact, one of the criterion or classifications for an impaired stream.
We'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show. are listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
These days and times, money is hard to come by, and so is real news. My monthly newsletter is only $24.95, but I know there are times when that's a lot of money. If you've wanted to subscribe but have hesitated because of the cost, I want to make you an offer. Send me a request for a free sample, and Beth will send you free our most recent month's issue just for your personal review. You know that I'm not politically correct, and the news you'll read in the Common Sense Chronicle you will not read in your local newspaper or here on your national news networks. It's important to keep informed. There is much news to tell. So, no more excuses. Try my monthly newsletter now. We'll send you the most current issue that we do have on hand. Take a free peek at the Common Sense Chronicle by requesting your free issue today. Just send us your name and address for a free sample. P.O. Box 79, Centertown, Missouri, 65023. Derry Brownfield here to tell you why the Aeronizer is the most advanced air purifier available. What the Aeronizer does, it puts out higher forms of energized oxygen into the air, which oxidizes pollutants. It actually destroys airborne particles and removes them from the air that you breathe. The Aeronizer destroys viruses, bacteria, molds, and pollens. I mean, it kills them dead, making your indoor environment healthier and safer. The Aeronizer literally reaches into carpets, furniture, drapes, clothing, and porous materials to remove cooking, pet, and smoke odors. The Aeronizer is a safe, effective, and affordable solution to unleashing the natural purifying power of oxygen to not filter, but actually purify the air. To get the Aeronizer, call toll-free 1-877-605-9200. That's 1-877-605-9200. Or go online at www.aranair.us.
Attention small business owners. Need money to expand your business, purchase equipment, or pay down debt, but don't want to take out an expensive loan? Then listen closely, because you may qualify for an unsecured cash advance for up to $150,000 based on your monthly Visa and MasterCard sales volume. For a free consultation, call First Funds now at 1-800-266-1359. You can get fast approval for immediate funding, up to $150,000 without borrowing. This is not a loan, and you are not personally liable. It's a cash advance based on your Visa and MasterCard sales. There are no upfront costs, no hidden fees, and no hassles. Use your cash advance for advertising, adding or upgrading equipment, increasing inventory, or paying down debt. Help improve your business now. Don't delay. Get the cash advance your business needs today. There is no cost or obligation for applying, so call First Funds now at 1-800-266-1359. Make your future cash work for you today. Call 1-800-266-1359. 1-800-266-1359.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show. And here's the star of the show and the man who says, a person who helps row is too busy to rock the boat. Derry Brownfield!
And we're back, and we're still visiting with Ray Cuneo. I guess you're still on the telephone there, aren't you, Ray?
Oh, I'm here.
Good for you. You know, we mentioned that this is a people control thing, and how they work, they meaning the powers that be that are behind all of this, make it look like it's local boards.
Right.
But these NGOs or non-governmental organizations or whatever you want to call these boards, they get into, and they have an agenda. You know, the salt project that we talked about on the Montauk Creek.
Right.
It's practically, I think there's one or two farmers or landowners. The rest of those people are all government employees.
Oh, absolutely.
So it, you know, they've got their agenda set. They take orders from the people that write their paychecks.
Well, Derry, the salt projects are run by the Soil and Water Boards and the USDA and the Missouri Department of Natural Resources.
But now they're all over the country. It's not just Missouri.
No, that's right. That's right. They're all over the country. Every state has their own agencies. But the fact is they all have, and you've heard me say this time and again, they've got cooperative working agreements, memorandums of understanding, and as I was talking to a DNR person just yesterday, they said, yeah, we all work for the same goal. We all work for the same goal.
What is our goal?
Well, in my opinion, it's quite clear. Now, they won't come out and say control people, but we are. Their goal is to control the water quality and quantity in a watershed. And if, in fact, it is impaired, then we're going to control, we're going to seek out any land use in that watershed that is contributing or potentially contributing to it, and we're going to control that. Well, bottom line, it gets right down to controlling people and their activities.
I have a real interesting bit of information that came to me this morning, and it has to do with what we're talking about here. It says these non-governmental organizations are intruding into community boardrooms and local governments all across the nation. They come as helpers to communities, but they also come to envision, which means to convince boards and mayors and commissioners to participate in their agendas. Many of the NGOs are trained propagandists who are working for larger corporations and organizations. The real job of NGOs on local levels is to dismantle local government and oftentimes county border boundary lines. NGOs then replace local government with appointed versus elected officials.
Barry, that's exactly what we've been talking about on these watershed and watershed commissions. And I think a prime example of some of these NGOs is the Nature Conservancy. The Nature Conservancy, as opposed to, let's say, a Sierra Club is very much out front, aggressive, and in your face. The Nature Conservancy operates very covertly. They get in a community, they work with the business community, they work with the local leaders, they get them enticed to see their way, they work out sweetheart deals on land with the federal government, and they entwine themselves into the local community, and the next thing you know, they're calling the shots. And I think that's exactly what we're talking about in this White River watershed that we've talked about numerous times down here in Missouri.
And the Kankakee over in Illinois.
That's right. And that's exactly right.
This article goes on, and then I want to go to a listener that or a caller that has some information on this. But every American citizen needs to understand what is happening in our neighborhoods and country. There has been a virtual media blackout of the changing of the guard. We were not made privy of the deals and the treaties, partnerships and bureaucracies, business models, and economic missions of global governance. All occurred without our knowledge and in gatherings that took place in foreign countries, such as Brazil, Argentina, South Africa, Thailand, and many others. It's a complicated web that's been woven, but our futures, and certainly the futures of our children and grandchildren, rest on our willingness to learn. Let's go to Oregon. Joe, hi, you're on the air, Joe.
Yes, good morning to you two gentlemen.
You bet.
Morning, Joe.
Listen, about this problem, I just like to recommend to everyone, including you two gentlemen, fighting this stinking un-American United Nations, that take a look at go to Google and type in Mr. Myron, that's M-Y-R-O-N, Fagan, F-A-G-O-N, and really, if you want to understand the origins of the United Nations and more, explaining clearly why and how we're in this mess, and who's behind it. And I'm not talking about conspiracies or one man's opinion. There's a book that I read in 1979 by Lieutenant General, Marine Corps General, Lieutenant General Lewis Walt, and his last name is W-A-L-T, Lewis Walt, The 11th Hour. After that book was published, 40,000 copies, he was asked to resign, and not given his fourth star, and he was a highly respected Marine Corps officer, especially among naval officers. And he talked about his experience in the military in the UN during Korea, where we had 150,000 plus wounded and killed, 50,000 killed and over 100,000 wounded, and MacArthur was sacked, and also slandered in the New York press when he tried to get the Republican nomination. We're in serious trouble, and I really think that I'm not talking about conspiracies, UFOs, right-wing or left-wing nonsense, but I'm talking about Mr. Myron Fagan was an incredible patriot, and he was among the powerful from Joseph Kennedy to Hollywood to you name it, from Russia to the...
All right, what is he? Let's speed this up a little bit. What does he say?
Well, he explains exactly how nefarious the United Nations is and names the dates and the names of the people that are behind it. There's too much to go into on the phone, but Myron Fagan is something that every patriot should know about. He's passed away, unfortunately. He was an incredible man.
Okay, appreciate the call, Joe.
Okay, bye.
Yeah, we have another call, Jeff. Regina, hi, you're on the air, Regina.
Hi, yeah, this is Regina, and I just would like to ask Mr. Cuneo if he's aware that Joyce Morrison, when she was on, and her comments really were helpful to me when I went before my county commissioners, that were about this whole body point.
Whole body contact.
Right.
Right.
She mentioned that this was a very oppressive policy because every stream or body of water, spring, whatever, would be going into that body of water, and any pollution would be considered unacceptable, so they go back to the source. I thought it was very well, and I'm not saying what you said wasn't important, but she mentioned, and I remember specifically Derry mentioned that that would be harmful on the farmers, and she made the point that it's not just the farmers, just a road ditch. And I think, you know, as we go into these meetings, where I totally agree with what Derry's saying, the job is here to get these appointed people to take over the power of our elected officials, and including making them fearful of, you know, they might intimidate somebody. And then the local representatives in the communities are given the same line. But, you know, the people have to realize that the county commissioners or the planning commission is not really powerful unless they don't, you know, submit to their situation, if you know what I'm saying.
Sure.
And I want to tell you what happened to me when I went to the meeting, because it was very helpful that day that Joyce Morrison was on, and I want to thank her publicly for helping me, and Derry too. I went in with the idea of trying to stop our comprehensive plan and moving it, you know, from going any further. It's been put on hold, which is unbelievable. You know, we just thank the Lord for that. I'm not saying that it's done, because they work on it every day, these elected, unelected people. But on the other hand, when I went in, and I think this is a message for all, I was told that they don't have time to read the changes that I was bringing to them. I wanted to know what they changed in the comprehensive plan, because I presented it. I sent a copy to Derry Brown, said it was zoning, spending money on from one county government to spend money to make sure zoning goes into a local government, so using my tax dollars to do you know, their deed on my local township to do the job. And it was, you know, finagling like that. And none of the kind of changes that I brought up or anybody brought up in the hearing that was held because of the comprehensive plan were in the changes that were sent to me. And I, when I went to my representatives, my elected county commissioners, and asked them what they thought and why there weren't changes, they said, we haven't had time to read this because we're too busy down lobbying money for the programs that the federal government isn't lobbying, like children and youth and the older people. Do you expect those people to starve? So, you know, be prepared that they know exactly how to move our energies and make us do their due. And I just kept, I sent the article to Derry, if you'll read it, please. And I did use the idea that you are putting more mandates on me, tell me you can't pay for these, but you're going to, you know, while they tell us there's no regulatory power, and we know the regulatory power comes through different people getting in power that can stop our behavior. Like,
okay, we're going to have to take a break. We'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour.
$15 for 2 hours.
And $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting. 1015 South Mays, Suite Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
Many healthcare professionals know that the causes of our not having youthful energy, as well as many of our illnesses, can ultimately be traced to a lack of cellular oxygen and natural plant mineral nutrients. Unless we take plenty of oxygen and minerals on a daily basis, none of our maintenance, repair, or immune processes will function properly. And without plenty of oxygen and minerals, our vitamins won't work either. But through taking Oxymune oxygen drops and OxyEarth plant mineral capsules with MSN, daily, we help our bodies replace our most vital nutrients. Our bodies use these nutrients to create extra energy, properly digest food, and eliminate waste. Mr. Oxygen, Ed McCabe's new book, Flood Your Body with Oxygen, is also available now. Go to OxygenAmerica.com for more information or call 305-933-4219. That's 305-933-4219. Get your oxygen today and feel good.
And we're back. Let's go to the telephones. Frank in West Virginia. Hi, Frank. You're on the air.
Hi, Derry. I appreciate your guest on. I just wanted to ask a question first before I get to my comments. I don't run out of time. I'm familiar with Morgantown, West Virginia, and WVU and many of the activities going on. But I was wondering if there's a source of information that you covered earlier. The reception was kind of poor on shortwave, and I just wanted to make sure that I was able to look into that. I have a well. I have a farm. I just wanted to, and I also want to have the well tested because it's not being used right now. And I want to know if there's any good reason why I shouldn't have it tested by somebody by the state, county, or WVU.
Would you care to answer that, Ray?
Well, I mean, if you have some concerns about, being some type of pollutant or contaminant in it, certainly you can go to your, I don't know what, whether your state has a DNR or whatever. Here in Missouri, we have DNR, and they can do the testing.
Okay.
We'll tell you what's in there if you have concerns about that. If you want to expand your knowledge in terms of what's going on with in your state with the issues that we've been talking about, the best way to start is just go to your state DNR website on clean water or water issues or the federal EPA and start researching exactly what's going on in your state on these water issues.
As far as testing the well is concerned, I had a caller call, I believe he called after the show. I don't think we were on the air, but he said when the state came out and tested his water, there was always pollutants in it, and he would take it to a laboratory, and they couldn't find anything wrong with the water. Now, I don't know if that's,
Derry, you bring up a good point, because that is really the gist of the thing. I've told you there's a list of 20 potential pollutants, and this is nationwide. Really, any state or federal agency, if they want to look hard enough, and they want to get the parts per billion down low enough, they can find and classify a pollutant in any water in the United States, in my opinion. Now, the question is it harmful? Is it truly, can it stand peer review? I don't know. But again, the point I'm trying to make on this whole body contact thing is if it meets that, doesn't meet that classification, then activities in the watershed, not just along where that body of water is, but all activities in that watershed could be severely restricted. I didn't mean to mislead Regina on that, because it's anything in the watershed that's going on that may contribute to that whole body contact. Now, let me make another point about whole body contact. I think this is being stretched to the point where they're considering this recreational waters. In other words, it's just not whole body contact where you submerge your body and you swim. It could be wading up these streams and branches. And I think at least here in Missouri, there's a lot of the activist groups, the environmental groups, that are pushing to get a lot of these streams classified as recreational use streams. So they're trying very much to expand this category of potential pollutants so that the Missouri DNR, the federal EPA, doesn't grant an exemption.
We'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Hey, why aren't you smiling? Go to www.excellentsmile.com and check out the People's Dental Plan. Are you staying away from the dentist because it's too expensive? Go to www.excellentsmile.com and save from 20 to 50% or more at the dentist with the People's Dental Plan. Do the kids need braces? Go to www.excellentsmile.com and join the People's Dental Plan. The People's Dental Plan covers your whole family with discounts on virtually all dental procedures. Cleanings, fillings, x-rays, braces, you name it. All for just $9.95 a month at over 24,000 locations nationwide. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. So if you're losing that healthy smile, you know the drill. Go to www.excellentsmile.com and join the money-saving People's Dental Plan today. Offered through People's Benefit Services, Inc., not an insurance plan.
Friends, we all want to live in a country where our individual freedoms and private property rights are not only preserved but protected. That's the main purpose of the Paragon Foundation, protecting your private property right while supporting the productive multiple use of public lands. But more than that, Paragon goes to bat for you to keep your freedoms alive. The Paragon Foundation supports individuals and organizations involved in litigation, education, research, and the exchange of ideas related to their mission. But they need your help. So when you see private property rights being violated, call the Paragon Foundation. They'll make sure you have what you need to put out little sparks before they turn into big fires. But when those sparks burst into flames, they'll be there fighting for your private property rights. Support the Paragon Foundation today by calling 1-877-847-3443. That's 1-877-847-3443.
And we have returned. Let's go to Don. Hi, Don. You're on the air.
Hey, Jerry. Over the years, you've been a wonderful source of information, connecting all roads lead to the end of American sovereignty, and that battle is being led by the United Nations, whether it's private property, attack on private property, water rights, free trade agreements, attack on sovereignty, and the court decisions all involve the United Nations. And the only solution is not to fix the UN. The solution is to get us out. So, again, I'd like to give away free. I pay for them. I give them away these high-class red, white, and blue bumper stickers to get us out of the UN. I'll give you my phone number in just a second. If you have a choice of either the bumper stickers or a supply of envelope stickers, red, white, and blue, high-class, my phone number, one per family, please, 573-221-5995. You have your choice of either the bumper sticker or the supply of envelope stickers. The phone number again is 573-221-5995, and the sticker says, "Get us out of the United Nations."
Hey, thanks a lot, Don. We appreciate that. Let's go to Arthur in Kansas. Hi, Arthur. You're up next.
Good morning, Derry. This Leonardo DiCaprio, the actor.
Okay.
He's gotten into this Worldwide Clean Water Act. He was speaking at the Clift Hotel with Global Green USA. He wants the president to sign a legally binding United Nations treaty declaring clean water as a basic human right.
Okay, that is in this information that we had earlier this week. That's being discussed or will be discussed at the World Water Forum in Geneva.
Okay, he's done a film called Water Planet. They're going to show it on the internet, film festivals, television stations, and schools to educate the public.
You can bet they're going to show it to the schools.
Yeah, that's what I'm afraid of.
And Derry, I think that's a reason why this whole issue of water issues is reaching a crescendo right now, because the groundwork has been laid in the biodiversity assessment, Agenda 21 and everything. This is embedded in our state and federal agencies, and now it's taking on the support, and it's going to be, I guess you'd say, officialized in, or attempted to officialize in treaty.
This article that I have, and I haven't decided what to do with it yet, it was emailed to me. It's about five, it might be, I don't know, the pages aren't numbered. It might be a dozen pages. It goes into visible signs. It's titled Visible Signs of the New World Order. And you know, I read part of that, and you said that's exactly what these NGOs are doing.
Right.
It's something that we need to get out to our listeners, and I'll have to talk to Beth about how to do it. I think she can reproduce this thing and put it where it's not on quite so many pages. But it explains this very, very well, and it's written in the kind of English that you and I can understand. There's not a lot of United Nations mumble-jumble in there. But it gives the plans exactly what Agenda 21 is going to do. Agenda 21 calls for a new kind of American government that's based upon corporate financial governance. Both international and national corporations now dictate governmental policy in 159 countries of the world. If you happen to be one of the average working class, which is about 99% of the American population, your world is going to be rapidly changing, et cetera, but it's got a lot of information in there. Ray, we're just about out of time. Do you know what this Myron Fagan was?
I don't. I've heard the name, but I don't know anything about it.
Yeah, I don't either. We can look him up. The weekend is upon us, and of course, this we're leaving the office here in just a little while. Oh, Jeff jumped up and screamed when I said that. But, Ray, it's been a pleasure having you.
Well, it's always a pleasure being with you, Derry, and happy Easter to everyone.
Okay, and now may the good Lord bless and keep you while the near or far away. May the good you wish for others shine on you today. May your heart stay tuned to music that will cheer the hearts of men. May the good Lord bless and keep you until we meet again.
Happy trails to you until we meet again. Trails to you, keep smiling until then.
Who cares about the clouds if we're together?
Just sing a song and bring the sunny weather.
Happy trails to you, till we meet again. Happy trails.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.